Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all fade away, but there's something about that name. Yes, family and friends, on Digging Deeper tonight, I want you to know there is something about that name. That name is the reason for the season that we call Christmas. That name is the name given to the one born of the Virgin. That name is the only name given among men whereby men can be saved. That name is the only one that can bring revival. That name can heal broken hearts. That name can mend relationships. That name can meet every need you may have. And that name, oh friend, that name, it can conquer fear. It is the only name given that can make the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and that can raise the dead. That name is the name that embodies all of the characteristics of the promised Messiah spoken by the prophet Isaiah. In fact, did you know no Old Testament prophet had more to say about the promised Messiah than God's man, Isaiah? In a span of 64 years under four kings, Isaiah, whose name means the revelation of Jehovah, was God's spokesman. And no prophet spoke with greater clarity than he about the characteristics of the coming Messiah. You look in your Bible tonight and you listen as I read Isaiah 9 and 6 once again. The word of our Lord says unto us, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What's in a name? Have you ever wondered, what's in a name? I know my name means overcomer, and I can testify in my life through God's grace, I've overcome a lot. But friend, my name does not have the power to call the universe into existence, nor does it have the ability to hold the weight of the world upon its shoulders, nor can my name carry the weight of all the combined human problems in this world today. You see, I myself, I need a burden bearer, and I found him in Jesus. Have you found him in Jesus? What's in a name? Hebrew names are significant, and the prophet used a marvelously descriptive set of names here in Isaiah 9 and 6 to unfold for you and I the character of the one who is called Jesus. The prophet has given us at a time when the world is in desperate need of revival, at a time when the world needs to be awakened to the truth about Jesus, four compound names, each giving a different window through which to view the Savior of the world. These names shape our understanding of Jesus, for they tell us who he is, and they help us to begin a personal relationship with him, and they share with us how to develop that relationship, as well as show us in the moments of fear where to find comfort in our time of need. I want to tell you, as I look around at the world situation today, there are a lot of people that are very fearful of what is taking place in our time. And so I want to share with you tonight the very first of the four names that he's given to us in Isaiah 9 and 6 is Wonderful Counselor. Family and friends, in a world gone mad, we are in need of a wonderful counselor. It is amazing today how many people are having problems. And, you know, when you think about it, problems are a part of life. And so all of us are going to face them at one time or another. Now, what's sad about problem is not the problem themselves, because all problems are our opportunities, but where people go to find the answers to their problems. You see, so many, many times people seek out this counselor or that counselor, or they go to this person or that person, but they do not go right here to the wonderful counselor's word. They don't seek it. Now, I do counseling and coaching, but I'm not the wonderful counselor. Jesus is. In fact, I have no counsel to give you except to point you to what God says in His word, where you yourself can hear the word of God and His answer for what you're going through. Oh, friend, I want to tell you tonight, you need to hear the words of the wonderful counselor. If I myself had any words of wisdom, they would pale in comparison to the words of the wonderful counselor. In fact, the goal, I believe, of all of counseling is for the counselor to lead people to the wonderful counselor. And so tonight, you need to look for, you need to seek the wonderful counselor. He's the only counselor who can show you the root of your problems, who can show you how to correct what's going on in your life, who can help you fix them, and who can give you the necessary resources as well to overcome it. The wonderful counselor. Oh, friend, tonight I want you to understand that He can do something no earthly counselor can do. And that is bring victory to the problems of life. Oh, friend, no problem never need defeat you. There is a counselor, there is a victor, and His name is Jesus. And He will lead you to victory. He will enable you to overcome. He will see you through. And that's why the Bible encourages us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for you. You know, one of the things I've come to discover in my life is that He knows my needs better than I do. And friend, if that's true for me, I want you to know that's true for you. I've also learned that He's able to meet all of my needs. And friend, if that's true for me, I want you to know that's going to be true for you. In fact, the Bible says that He shall supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. No earthly counselor can do that. Like many of you, I have given finances to help others in time of need. But like you, my resources are limited. Simply put, you nor I have all of the ability to reach all of the human needs that are in this world today. Combined, we couldn't do it. But Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the wonderful Counselor, has given us a promise. And I pray you'll take Him up on that promise. Friend, He has promised you that He will meet all your need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In other words, He has the answers. And He holds the keys to help us with our problems and bring us the victory over them. And so Isaiah prophesied, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Scripture has much to say about counselors, both good and bad, and about counsel that's also true and false. Solomon would have us know that where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. But if one has counselors and they don't agree, there isn't going to be much safety, as Isaiah says in Isaiah 47 and 13. One might become wearied in the multitude of counsel, but it is a fact of life. At some point, you and I are going to need counsel simply because you and I do not have the answers for all that we're going to face in this life. This is the fact that so many are running to and fro, seeking counsel, and never finding it. Do you want to know why they're never finding it? Why you may not be finding it? It's because you're running to the wrong type of counselor. Friend, you need to come to the wonderful counselor. You need to come to Jesus Christ. And because of this, I can also stand here tonight and say this is the reason our world is in the shape and in the condition it is. It's the reason for the restlessness of the souls of so many today. It's the reason there is no peace in this world among the nations. It is the reason for all the social and civil unrest going on today. Our world and those who live in it are in need of a wonderful counselor, and I will say that America needs to come back to God, because only He can bring revival. Only He can bring peace, and only He can bring direction out of the political mess that we find ourselves in today. And I'm so thankful God has given unto us a wonderful counselor, one who knows the answers, one who can bring victory, and one who has the ability to revive our souls. And so, friends, we must guard against in life is doing what the psalmist declared, and that is walking in the counsel of the ungodly. We need to walk in the counsel of God's Word, that we would find the godly counsel for our soul, because the sad truth is most folks today are listening to and walking according to the ways of this world, according to the counsel of the ungodly. And yet our wonderful counselor stands ever ready to give us what we need in order to help us. Scripture declares His counsels are of old, and they are faithfulness and they are truth. His counsel is immutable. Thus the psalmist could say, I will bless Jehovah who hath given me counsel and was confident He would guide him with His counsel. We are going to need counsel. That is a given. Because sin and unbelief have warped the mind of man so much today that man is in need of constant guidance. And I'm simply saying to you, what a relief it is to know that there is a wonderful counselor who is able to answer our questions, solve our riddles, and relieve our perplexities. There is no friend, there is no father, there is no mother, no brother, nor sister, or anyone else who can do for you what Jesus can do. Listen, He has a guiding mind to think for all. He has a guiding heart to feel for all. And He has a guiding hand that He can act for all. And so truly, truly, based upon what God shares in His Word, friend, there is no other who can be a wonderful counselor unto you save Jesus. And so let me ask you, whose counsel should we be seeking? Is it the counsel of some earthly counselor? Or is it the counsel of the wonderful counselor? Listen, the wonderful counselor gives us His counsel to help us manage our lives in order that you and I might be able to rise above that which assails us. And so He does it in three ways, and that's what I want to focus on tonight. The first way He does it, friend, is through His Word. You see, the Bible tells us that He gives us His counsel through His Word. In the Word of God, we have the mind of God. And then as we read the Word of God, we come to know God's thoughts on all matters pertaining to life. For example, if you're a teenager tonight being pressured by some boyfriend or girlfriend for sex, and you're struggling with what to do, let me encourage you, don't just do what comes naturally. Don't listen to the ungodly counsel of friends. Look into the wonderful Word of life. Hear what the wonderful counselor has to say on the matter of sex, because the answer for your dilemma tonight is found here in the Bible. Beyond that, friend, you're only going to be a virgin once. And if you give it up, you can never get it back again. And so God tells us, and here's God's counsel on it. He says to us, possess your body in holiness and do not give in to the sin of fornication. In other words, don't let somebody pressure you and don't let somebody give you the wrong counsel, causing you to do something that you're going to regret for the rest of your life. And so listen. Listen to God and not the counsel of the ungodly. If you're being pressured about drugs or alcohol, look into the word of the wonderful counselor, because he has the answers that you seek, and he will give you the wisdom to handle the situation. It's right here in the Word of God, all that we need. Because I'm simply saying to you tonight that no matter what you're facing, the answer is here in God's Word. Be it financial, be it marital, be it strife, be it direction, be it guidance, whatever. Jesus Christ, he's not only the answer, but he has the answer. Thus, the psalmist could say, Psalm 119, "Into thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." There's a second way that the wonderful counselor guides us and gives us counsel, and that's by his providence. Concurrently with Scripture, divine providence comes to us to help guide us. In other words, God's providence will never be without foundation right here in his Word. Now, this means that we have to be unselfish. We've got to be honest with ourselves, because you know as well as I do that there are a lot of folk who claim God told them to do something that God has never said, never spoke about. It's not here in his Word. Matter of fact, what they say God told them to do, God stands against. In other words, they listened to the counsel of their selfish heart. They wanted, and so because they wanted, they didn't look into God's Word to find out if that's what God would want for them. You see, they're wanters out of place. We must be honest with God. We must be honest with ourselves. And we must be willing to listen to our convictions. Family and friends, listen. God's providence will never allow what his Word does not declare. Thus, if we're to interpret his providence right, we must be willing to be led by the Spirit. This is the third way that the counselor gives us his counsel. Not only through his Word, not only by providence, but friend, he also gives it to us by the Spirit. Now, when a person by faith receives Jesus Christ, he also receives in his heart the Spirit of the wonderful counselor. Romans 8 and 14, here in the Word of God, tells us that as many as that are led by the Spirit of God are God's sons. The Scripture declares in Isaiah 58 and 11 that he will guide thee continually. Ours is the privilege of having an inward guide, the Holy Spirit of Christ himself, an inward guide to teach us, an inward guide to counsel us, an inward guide to direct our steps as we tackle the opportunities, the problems. That's all problems are opportunities of life. God gives us the problems, friend, those things I call opportunities, because he wants to grow us up. He wants to mature us. He wants to make us more like him. And just as it is with his providence, his Spirit will not lead you where his Word will not take you. All other counsel but the wonderful counselors is false. It is a waste of time. It has no value or answers to the problems you're encountering and may be facing. And remember, those problems are opportunities for God to show himself mighty on your behalf. And that's exactly what he wants to do, because you see, there is one who is a wonderful counselor. There is one who is able to answer our questions, solve our riddles, and relieve our perplexities. There is one who has a guiding mind to think for all, who has a guiding heart to feel for all, and a guiding hand to act for all. And there's only one who can revive our souls. Listen, there's only one who has been given a guiding name. And he is a wonderful counselor. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. Master, Savior Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Counselors and counsel will all fade away, but there's one whose hand is there to guide us each and every way. Let us go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Oh, gracious Father, how great it is on this Christmas weekend to be here in the house of the Lord, to give thanks unto you for your grace and your wisdom, your guidance. Oh Lord, how you love us. We're reminded, Father, that your word says unto us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And on this Christmas weekend, friend, I ask you to think about that. Think about God in heaven who took notice of you here on earth. There is a God in heaven tonight who loves us. There is a God in heaven tonight who looked upon the plight of sinful man. And there's a God in heaven who says, I love my creation. And he said, I need to save that which I have created because I gave them free will and they chose to go astray. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my only begotten Son. I'm going to give them a gift at Christmas. The season will be known as Christmas. I'm sending a Savior born in a manger into this world. And he's going to be born to be a light unto all of the people of the world. And he's going to be rejected of men. He's going to be hated of men. But he's come to save. He's come to shine a light that there is more. There is so much more than just life here. Friend, stop and think about it tonight. Life here is very short. All of us, sooner or later, are going to fade away. Where will you be when you fade away? Will you be with the one who was given to save your soul? Oh, wherever you may be tonight, friend, whether it be on mountaintop high or in valley low or somewhere in between, there is one who loves you, who came to save you, who came to shine a light. He's been offered to you free of charge. And all who accept the Son will one day come home to heaven and be with God. Tonight, wherever you may be, in a jail somewhere, in a bar somewhere, in the hospital, wherever you might be listening to this message tonight, I want you to know on this Christmas weekend, that over 2,000 years ago, God gave his one and only Son as a gift to save us from our sins. God gave Jesus to guide us, to love us, to die for us, that through repentance and faith, we might have life and life abundantly in him. Tonight you may need to be asking Jesus to be your Savior. And you might be wondering, how do I go about doing that? Friend, right where you are, wherever you are tonight, you just need to bow your head. You're going to have to agree that what God says about us is true. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here's the great good news. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We who deserve to die don't have to die because Jesus Christ, the righteous, paid the penalty for us. He gave his life and he took it up again. He conquered death in the grave that we might live eternally with him. And so right now, right where you're at, you may just need to pray, oh, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Father, would you forgive me for all my sin? Would you come into my heart? Would you come into my soul? Would you save me tonight, Jesus? Will you be my Lord and my Savior and forgive me? And friend, if you've prayed that prayer tonight, I just want you to know that he has. He has forgiven you. And he loves you. He died for you. He cares for you. He loves you unconditionally. And you have all that you are ever going to need in him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As the song says, Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all fade away, but there's something about